Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah An'am. Now, in this regard, there are four different narratives which are recorded in our various source books, and I'd like to read each of these out to you separately so that we can have a clear view of what these narratives say and the discussions also which involve their chain of narration. I'll first read out a narrative from Al-Mujam al-Saghir of Tabarani, and this narrative is reported by Abdullah ibn Umar, or allegedly reported by Abdullah ibn Umar from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the words are: Nazalat alayya surat al-an'am jumlatan wahida yushayyuha sab'una alfa malakin lahum zajilum bit tasbih wa tahmid, which means that the Prophet said that Surah An'am was revealed to me in one installment. It was revealed in just once. The whole of it was revealed in one installment. And with it came with 70,000 angels, and each of them was chanting tasbih and tahmid, which of course means they were glorifying the Almighty and also praising Him. So as far as this narrative is concerned, its description to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely weak and stands on slippery ground. And the reason is the existence of a narrator called Yusuf ibn Atiyah. He is regarded to be Zaif, and some of the comments of our hadith, of our Rijal authorities, which are recorded by Hafiz Mizzi in his Tazib al-Kamal, I'll read them out to you. Thus, for example, Juzjani says, La yuhmadu hadithuhu. And Imam Abu Zura wa Abu Hatim and Dar Qutni say that he is Zaif al-Hadith. Imam Bukhari says that he is Munkar al-Hadith. Abu Dawud says that he's Laysa Bishai, and Imam Nasai says that he's Matrukul Hadith, wa Laysa Bisiqa. Abu Bashar Ad-Dulabi says that he's Matrukul Hadith. So we can see that these comments show that in the presence of a person like Yusuf ibn Atiyah, if such a narrative does not have any strong corroboration, then it cannot be accepted if he exists in this chain of narration. And as we shall see later on, this narrative has no other corroboration. So therefore, we have to reject this narrative, because we can see that its description from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be validated. The second narrative that I would like to read out before you in this regard is recorded by Wahidi in his Tafsir al-Wasit, and this is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its initial words are very similar to the previous narrative, but there are certain additions. And the complete narrative reads out thus: the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Unzilat alayya suratul an'am jumlatan wahida wa tabi'aha sab'una alfa malakin lahum zajlum bit tasbih wa tahmid wa takbir wa tahlil. Wa man qara suratul an'am sallallahu alayhi wa staghfara lahu ulaika sab'una alfa malakin bi'adad kulli harfin fi suratul an'am yawman wa layla." Which means that the Prophet Muhammad is reported to have said that Surah An'am was revealed to him in one installment. It was revealed just one whole installment to him, and with that surah came down 70,000 angels, and each of them was reciting tasbih, tahmid, takbir, and tahleel, which of course are words which signify glorifying the Almighty, praising Him. Similarly, saying takbir, saying that God is great, and similarly professing that God is one. Tahleel means saying La ilaha illallah. And the narrative goes on to say that a person who recites Surah An'am, then the Almighty will send blessings on him, and those 70,000 angels shall ask or seek forgiveness from the Almighty. And this would be bi'adadi kulli harfin, for every word of Surah An'am, each word he recites, for each of the word he recites, 70,000 of those angels shall seek the forgiveness of the Almighty day and night, yawman wa layla. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, its inscription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands on extremely slippery ground as well, and it is in all probability concocted. And this is because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. Now, as far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is concerned, let me read out the important comments which Hafiz Mizzi has recorded in his Tazib al-Kamal. from various Rijal authorities. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishay, and he also says, Sa'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he's Laysa Bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghayru Siqa. Imam Abu Zura and Imam Abu Hatim say that he's Za'iful Hadith. And Imam Bukhari says that Imam Bukhari and Imam Nasai and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharar say that he is Matruk. Another comment of Imam Nasai is Laysa Bisiqa. Wallahu yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is Za'iful Hadith Jittan. Similarly, Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is Kazzab, that he is a great liar. So we can see how weak the description of this narrative, and in all probability, it is concocted and fabricated. So we cannot trust this narrative at all, and we must disregard it. Now, the third narrative in this regard is recorded by Ibn al-Jawzi in his Al-Mawzu'at, and as the word itself implies, that it is a collection, the book is a collection of fabricated narratives, and this narrative is also fabricated as a result. But before I go into the details, let me read out its text before you. The words are, Man qara surat al-An'am salla alayhi sab'una alfa malakin, which means that a person recites Surah An'am, then 70,000 angels shall send their blessings to that person. This narrative, as is very clear, is concocted, and the reason is the existence of very weak narrators and unreliable narrators in its chain of narration. Now, this narrative, as recorded by Ibn al-Jawzi, has two different chains of narration, and the common weak person in both these chain of narrations is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Juz'an. But besides him, we find in one chain of narration Badi ibn Hibban, who is regarded to be Matruk by Darqutni, and in the other chain of narration, we also find Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, he's regarded to be Zayiful Hadith by Abu Hatim, and Ibn Hibban says that he's Munkarul Hadith Chiddan. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan is concerned, we find the following details about him from our various authorities. Thus, for example, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, his comments about him are Laysa bil Qawi, Laysa bi Shay, and Za'if al Hadith. And Yahya ibn Ma'in's comments about him are Laysa bi Zakil Qawi, Za'ifun fi Kulli Shay, Laysa bi Hujja. And according to Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al Juzjani, he is Vahil Hadith, Za'if. And la yuhtajju bihi. That is how he comments on him. Similarly, Imam Abu Zura says that he is Laysa bil Qawi. Imam Nasai and Hafiz ibn Hajar say that he is Za'if. So, in the presence of this data, we can clearly see why Ibn al-Jawzi has recorded this narrative in his Al-Mawzu'at. As I said earlier, it's a collection of fabricated narratives. So, thus, this narrative also cannot be relied upon. And I have presented enough data in support of this. The fourth of these narratives is found in Al-Wasit, which, is, as you all know, is Wahidi's Tafsir. And this particular narrative relates to the first three verses of Surah An'am, not to the whole of the Surah, but to the first three verses. And it relates the blessings of reading these first three verses. This narrative, I'll first read out its text before you so that we can have a fair idea what it says, and then I will comment on its chain of narration. The words of this narrative are Man qara salasa ayati min awwali suratil an'am hatta yusbihu wakkara Allahu bihi 70 alf malakin yahfazunahu wa kutiba lahu mithlu a'malihim ila yawm al-qiyamah wa nazala malakun min as-sama'i as-sabi'a ma'ahu mirzaba min hadid kullama arada ash-shaytan an yulqiya fi qalbihi shay'an min ash-sharri zarabahu biha wa ja'ala baynahu wa bayna ash-shaytan 70 alf hijabin فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِبْنِ آدَمْ إِبْقَ تَحْتَ ظِلِّي وَكُلْ مِنْ ثِمَارِ الْجَنَّةِ وَاشْرِبْ مِنْ مَاءِ الْكَوْسِرِ وَاغْتَسِلْ مِنْ مَاءِ السَّلْسَبِيلِ فَأَنْتَ عَبْدِي وَأَنَا رَبُّكَ لَا حِسَابَ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا عَذَابَ. So a simple translation of this narrative would read that a person who recites the first three verses of Surah An'am until morning arrives, then the Almighty shall depute 70,000 angels over him who shall protect him, and the amount of good deeds these angels shall do till the day of judgment, those shall be written in the account of that person. And angel will descend from the seventh heaven, or the seventh sky, and with him will be a hammer made of iron. And whenever Satan tries to put evil, something of evil in that person's heart, that angel will strike that Satan with his hammer. and he shall erect 70,000 obstructions between him and Satan. And on the day of judgment, when the day of judgment comes, the Almighty will say, O son of Adam, remain in this shade, remain beneath my shade, and eat of the fruits of my paradise, and drink of the fountain of Kausar, drink from the water of that fountain, and have a bath from the water of Salsabil. And you are my servant, and I am your Lord. There is no accountability from you, and there is no torment or punishment for you. Now, this narrative is also extremely weak, and this is because of the existence of two weak narrators. One of them is Bashir ibn Zazan, and the other one is Rishtain ibn Sa'ad. Regarding Bashir ibn Zazan, Hafiz Zahbi in his Tahzib al-Kamal has specified, in his Mizan al-Aitadal, has specified that Imam Dharqutni has regarded him to be weak, and similarly, Ibn al-Jawzi has regarded him to be blameworthy. Wattamahu Ibn al-Jawzi, the words are. And Ibn Rayhi ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay. Similarly, Hafiz Zahbi in his Nisan al-Mizan says he regards actually the opinion of Ibn Adi, and who says that ahadithuhu laysa laha nur, that there is no light in his narratives. وَهُوَ زَعِيفٌ غَيْرُ السِّقَةِ He is extremely zaif, weak, and is also unreliable. يُحَدِّسُ عَنْ جَمَاعَةٍ زُرَفَى He narrates from weak persons. وَهُوَ بَيُّنُ الزُّرَفَى And the weakness in him is extremely evident. Similarly, Ibn Hibban says that غَلَبَ الْوَهْمُ عَلَىٰ حَدِيثِهِ حَتَّى بَطَلَ الْإِحْتَجَاجِ بِهِ Uncertainty and bad memory got the better of his narratives, and the situation reached the extent that educing from them was disallowed. It was wrong to educe from them because of these afflictions. Similarly, about Rishtain ibn Sa'ad, Hafiz Zahabi has recorded the following comments in his Mizan al-Itadal. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay. Imam Abu Zura says that he is za'if. Al-Juzjani says, indahu manakir kathira. And Hafiz Zahabi himself comments, "Kana salihan abidan sayyul hifz ghayra mu'tamid." That he says that in his own opinion he is although very righteous and pious, however he is afflicted by a bad memory and he is not at all trustworthy. Another opinion is and that is by Imam Nasai, and that is that he is matruk, he is abandoned. Similarly, Ibn Abi Hatim in his Al-Jarh wa Ta'dil has recorded the opinion of Imam Amr ibn Ali, who says that he is a Za'if al-Hadith. And there are some other comments as well, but I think these comments suffice to tell us how weak Rishtain ibn Sa'ad is and how unreliable he is. So in all, this fourth narrative also stands rejected because it cannot be reliably taken back or traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all these four narratives have the same story to tell as far as their chain of narration is concerned. One of them are concocted and many others are very weak in their ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so therefore they cannot be relied upon. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this is best achieved by reading that surah, by understanding it. Merely reading out a surah with its Arabic without understanding it, of course, will not produce the desired results which the Almighty wanted to produce, and that is that we should understand the surah, we should understand the Quran, we should reflect on the contents of the surah, and we should try to communicate these contents to others. Aqulu qawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.